It's stupid and juvenile.
We are stupid and juvenile.
The hottest talk show around.
They're juvenile and gross.
Isn't that a little juvenile?
All you do is talk.
We'll call it the 6-second talk show.
Now you're just being childish.
Oh, yeah?
How's this for childish, bro?
Snap.
Time to party.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
First, I want to apologize for what happened yesterday before we get started. We've got this new phone system. It's great. It's clear. It's wonderful. It's terrific. But we still have the same listeners that I normally have. And so yesterday we had an awful lot of unfortunate incidences or incidai when we gave away our prize packages, with the callers calling in not being focused on winning the prize, but instead being focused on being passive aggressive, difficult, annoying. And so I've been asked to start the show by apologizing for what you heard yesterday regarding our phone callers. And hopefully today, hopefully, please God, we will have a better class of phone callers who can win all sorts of great prizes. But I can't guarantee it. So what I have to say is that this is NSFW, not safe for work. When we go to the phone lines, and right now they're all cleared. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All 10 phone lines are fine. Clear as a bell, terrific. Again, my apologies for what happened yesterday. We're going to try to get a better class of callers today. We're going to try. Man, it was brutal. Anyway, good morning. Had to get that out of the way. Thank you so much for joining us. Incredible show for you today, as it is every day. If the potential wasn't there for me to be doing the finest show that I've ever done, if the potential wasn't there, I wouldn't be doing this. I would not. But I can say without any doubt whatsoever that today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. Great guests for you, local guys who are fighting for all the property owners, really on both sides of the river. We've got John Leonetti and Scott Sonda who are going to be joining us here in studio. If you own property, I don't care how small it is, you might be sitting on a gold mine of natural gas. But the way the system is rigged on both sides of the river with this forced pooling and all this other stuff, you can tell that the lobbyists have gotten hold of the representatives in the state capital and have screwed over the property owners. Well, John Leonetti and Scott Sonda are going to be here in studio later this morning because they want to do something about this. These are good guys, very smart guys, very committed guys. And you need to hear this. If you know anybody who owns land, even if it's a small parcel, anywhere within the sound of my voice in the greater Pittsburgh tri-state area, primarily Ohio and West Virginia, although the same applies to Pennsylvania, I think. By all means, let them know, call them, text them, make sure they're listening to Big Willie 105.5. You download the River Network app. It's free. Hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5.
Dimitri, you're sitting on both sides of a stupid ass.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri, and how's your morning going for you? You get Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerous local. That's it. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another radio station. This show is too big for the stations that we had on the River Radio Network. We had to add another station. So it's 94.9 FM, another radio station signal, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. And soon will be the blockchain of reason once I figure out what a blockchain is. God, that thing is so complicated. God, and cryptocurrency. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so there's that. We got special guests. Again, if you know anybody who owns property anywhere within the sound of my voice, make sure you tell them to listen this morning, because you could be sitting on a gold mine regarding fracking, regarding natural gas, the Marcellus Shale, the Utica Shale, and God knows what other shales there are below that. But the way the states have been rigging the system, they've been screwing over property owners to help the big companies make that much more money off of us. And it's just, it's infuriating. Anyway, John Leonetti and Scott Sond are going to be here, and they're going to be doing something about that. So we've got that. Great prize packages for you as well, including passes to the Carnegie Science Center. It's a magnificent, wonderful museum. It is absolutely terrific. This will be a chance for you to go, take your kid, check out everything. They're good for August. You got to pick up the passes here if you are the big winner here at Rock Hill in Bel Air, and good luck to you with that also. And boy, we had such a awkward time with this. It's a great prize, but some of our listeners are, you know. In any event, Gary Allen is going to be at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, November 8th. Tickets go on sale shortly, but you can actually win a pair of tickets for the Gary Allen concert in Wheeling at the Capitol Theater. You can win them this morning right here on Big Willie 105.5 with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Gary Allen tickets today. You could be the big winner. So we've got all that for you as well. Just an incredible, incredible show. Now, for starters, this is going to be a bit awkward because I'll be talking about one of our competitors in the media. Hold on a second. Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, Gary Allen's an old has-been like you.
There was no need for that. There was no need for that at all. I'm not a has-been. Maybe it never was, but not a has-been in any of it. All right, fine. So where was I? Focus, focus, focus. Ah, right. So I'm watching the news this way. I have to watch. This is so painful for me because the media here in the Valley, other than, of course, me, just sucks beyond words. It's not even journalism. It's just propaganda press. It's like, let's do slobbering interviews and let's do slobbering stories about people who could be advertisers on our blogs and on our radio stations and TV stations and newspapers. It's just awful. It's not even journalism. It's a disgrace to journalism. And yet I have to read the newspapers every day and watch the TV newscasts every day in the morning, very early in the morning. I get up at like, I don't know, 3, 3:30, whenever. Or if I have to pee, I get up every 20 minutes. But the bottom line is I'm up very early in the morning. And I'm tempted to actually call Mr. Deep Pockets because he doesn't like getting up very early in the morning. And I'm tempted to call him like around 3:30 and say, good morning, Mr. Deep Pockets. I'm awake. Johnny's awake too. We're getting ready for our shows. Just thought you'd like to know. Click. I will do that on my last day here. I will do that. All right. And that will, of course, be my last day here. Focus, focus. Where are you now? All right. So I'm watching. I've got to watch this stuff. Got to watch the morning newscasts on 7 and 9. And honestly, I'd rather just, because I need material. It's like, all right, what's happening? Maybe there's some sliver of some little story that I can turn into radio gold. But I've got to figure out at least, you know, what's going on out there. Same thing with the newspapers. Most of the stories are just horrible. The writing is the worst. Oh, my God, is the writing bad here. All right, so 7 and 9. Now, 7, I got to say, fair's fair. When we had the issues with the flash flooding back in mid-June, 7 actually did a very, very good job, which stunned me because I know how 7 and 9 do their news. It's just terrible. They hire children, they hand them microphones, go cover a fundraiser. That's pretty much it. But they did a very good job. 7 did a very good job with the flood coverage. No qualifiers, no ifs, ands, or buts. They really did a great job. But now they're back to their normal stuff. And they're so politically correct. It's unbelievable. You remember when that socialist came to town a couple weeks ago now, Bernie Sanders? Oh, my God. Seven's coverage of this was, I want to say unbelievable, but it actually was believable because they've got this woke leftist agenda. And they were going on and on. I think they had like five or six stories on Bernie Sanders coming to Wheeling. It's like some, you know, leftist from Vermont is coming to the Valley, to the Capitol Theater. And, oh, it's the biggest news in the history of news and this, that. And I think six or seven stories on it. It was unbelievable. And the media here, all the stories that I read or saw on TV, I didn't see even one time where they mentioned that he is a socialist, an unapologetic socialist. They called him a, quote, independent. These are air quotes on radio. But he's a socialist, unapologetic socialist. And of course, they're just loving that because they're so far to the left. It's honestly, it's unbelievable. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And anytime there's any sort of a demonstration, like there was a few days ago with the Mountain Party complaining about President Trump enforcing our borders and getting rid of illegals with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, again, slobbering coverage, sanitized coverage. They showed pictures of some of the protesters. There was just a handful of people. It was just a handful of people. It was just like, I don't know, it looked like a dozen, maybe a couple of dozen. It was like nothing. But they, and you would see the pictures on 7, but also on 9 in the newspaper. And you can actually count, the number of protesters. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 7 in this picture. I actually counted them. You can do it for yourself. And yet the stories are, this big issue here and all these people are so concerned about Donald Trump defending our border and this, that, and the other. And they took pictures. 7, I think, is even the worst. But the newspapers are very, very bad, too, because they have their same agenda. These are their buddies. They had a picture of, I think, the main guy, Dylan or something from, I think, New Martinsville. He was a spokesperson. Talking about ICE and how it's terrible that Donald Trump is protecting our border and getting rid of illegals and yada, 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 yada. And the pictures that they showed in the media, not just 7, but the pictures that they showed, were of the handful of protesters holding relatively inoffensive signs, saying, oh, this is wrong or whatever. Okay, fine. I thought to myself, I know these characters. I know these characters in the media. I know these characters who are protesting. And there's no way that this is real. That the reality is much more harsh, and there's a real political agenda going on here that the average person here in the Valley does not even begin to appreciate. So I did a little digging. I went online, looked up the Mountain Party, which is just the Greens, just ultra-hardcore socialists in West Virginia, and some of these other groups like Blue Jay Rising or some liberal crap. And what do you know? They also had pictures of the demonstration. And they also had pictures of them holding up signs, except their signs were explicit. In fact, I think it was that guy, Dylan. I think it was the same guy. He was holding up a sign that wrote out, and I can't say it, of course, because, you know, we're federally licensed, but the F word, there was another one saying that essentially if you support Trump and arresting illegals, then you are a Nazi sympathizer because this is like concentration camps. I mean, brutal, ugly, ugly stuff. But the local media never shows you the demonstrators holding up those signs. It's always the mild ones, the ones that are not all that offensive. They make their point, but they're not all that offensive. Anyway, so they're going on and on about Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders screaming about oily car keys, and which I never understood anyway. But this morning I'm watching their weather forecast, and it's really sad. Because of what he was wearing and everything. But then I noticed the LGBTQ flag and the transgender colors as well.